We say hello to Chad May, former Kansas State quarterback who now lives in San Francisco. He was on the hated list briefly. Keith Duncan, place kicker at Iowa, who actually included it in a name, image, likeness Applebee's commercial last year about his love of kicking against Nebraska. What if somebody hated Charles Thompson?
They probably got over it in a hurry. I mean, are we winning?
What if you hated Charles Thompson and that run of OU teams, and you go to a game this fall, and you sit down, and you happen to be near the parents section, and Charles Thompson is sitting next to you in support of his son, Casey, who is playing quarterback for your beloved team.
Yeah, and our Equitable Bank Zone inbox, and this is probably in Mark's wheelhouse. He said Missouri was a thorn in Nebraska's side in the mid to late 70s when Warren Powers was head coach, James Wilder running wild in 78, and they had just beaten OU the week before. I'll always remember the 76 game when Nebraska had Missouri pinned inside the five, and they hit Leo Lewis on a 96-yard touchdown pass over the top. Tore my young heart out. I could go on and on. I'm telling you, but you give it enough time, Missouri will creep back in. Missouri bugged Coach Osborne. I do know that. Because we didn't get it, you know, but... Yeah. And then later on, they would be that team, too.
Because he wasn't able to pick up Jeff Handy or Tony Van Zandt. And I wanted Tony Van Zandt to be so good. And, man, how many knee injuries did he have at Mizzou? And that turf was so bad. Well, I mean.
Yeah, that turf was awful.
Oh, brutal. Here is Tim before we get to Sip. Good morning, Tim.
What's going on, fellas?
Tim, what's up, buddy?
Hey, yeah, Chad May was my one. Dude, that guy chucked, what, 450 yards at one time in Memorial Stadium, and I think we still won by, like, 17 or 20. And then my second one would be Major Applewhite, that Opie-looking SOB.
Tim, thanks for the call.
Oh, man. I am surprised the memory vault has nailed my choice. My buddy got it right away. Who do you think's the guy that I have the most disdain for?
Let me just mention this real quick. 489 on 51 passes. I'm just saying that for Chad May. And they did not win. This is a big, and by the way, there was a Big Eight record at the time. Mm. Is this a player during your era or in
yeah.
the since that you hated?
Absolutely.
I'm trying to. You had interaction with this person,
indirectly, and then a couple of times walking off the field.
It's not a Colorado player.
No,
is it a K-State player?
Correct.
Kevin Lockett.
Chad May.
Oh, well, now you can't just leave that there.
Couldn't stand.
What's the interaction
guy.
With Chad May?
Couldn't stand the guy.
I know it was 94 game down there.
He cried and whined, and I was in a bad way.
Was this was this the 93 game up here or 94 down there?
It was here, and I was suspended. I had to sit the half, and we had been working on these plays that I was supposed to run, and, of course, I couldn't hold up my end of it at the end of the week with some pads in my pants and the wrong tennis shoes and just me being an idiot. Short story long, I had to sit for the first half. Came in the second half and caught a it was a wheel route because they wanted to find ways to throw me the ball, right? And I caught a long one on Purcell Gaskins along the sidelines. And I'm coming, you know, it's in front of them. Chad May's just running his mouth. Little B-I-T-C-H. And, you know, after the game, he's like getting into it with some of the defensive guys. And I'm mm-hmm. like that little annoying kind of guy trying to jump over the pile. Like, yeah, like this dude, yeah. You know, like super upset. Then he whined after we got him in Manhattan about the eye pokes and, he and Christian were going back and forth, mm-hmm. and you know he was like, "See you in jail," and this kind of other stuff. Like that guy, I cannot stand that guy. And I was already in a bad way that home game, all right, because I was mad. But Yeah, for sure, Chad May.
He told Christian, see you in jail?
Or he's like, he kept telling, like, we were going to, like, that's basically what his theory was. Like, we were, and we hadn't even really done anything then. I mean, I think it was just kind of the M.O. Oh, yeah. They got into it tough.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he whined. I remember the post game in 94.
Oh, yeah. Are you talking about the eye pokes?
Yeah, he got grabbed in the.
I'm like, bro, my finger is bent from being snapped at the bottom of a pile. You better go on somewhere with the whining.
All right. Sips coming next. Sharpen Betting in the Morning at 1620 The Zone.